Welcome to Barca Weekly, a place where you can keep up to date with all things surrounding Barcelona. Hello and welcome to another week of Barca Weekly. This week we have roundups from the Champions League clash between Real Madrid and Man United, and also a tough league game for Barca against Granada, and an eventful game between Real Madrid and Rayo Vallecano. Now, during the week, it was the return of the Champions League, and on Wednesday, the biggest match was when Real Madrid faced Man United. It was the champions of Spain versus the champions of England. It was a special occasion for Cristiano Ronaldo, who was taking on his former club, and Man United's David De Gea returned to Madrid after playing for his former club, Atletico Madrid. During his time at Atletico Madrid, he didn't have a successful spell against Madrid, making 5 appearances against them and winning none. Madrid was still without Casillas, so that meant Diego Lopez was in goal. And with Pepe still getting to full fitness, the youngster Varane, who scored the equaliser in the first leg Copa del Rey against Barcelona, was in the starting lineup. It was an anticipated game with Man U wanting to take advantage of the away goal rule, but it was Madrid and Di Maria on the 4th minute who showed some great strength to get past the Man United defence, but placed a shot just wide of the post. Man U were then standing on eggshells a minute later when Robin van Persie got a yellow card for a hand-to-face incident with Sergio Ramos, with Ramos possibly overreacting to the incident. It was an exciting first few minutes as Contrao had a shot which got a vital fingertip touch from David De Gea, which allowed the ball to hit the post. Man U got themselves together and on the 20th minute they got the away goal they wanted, with Madrid conceding to a set piece as Rooney delivered a good corner and Danny Welbeck managed to resist Sergio Ramos to get the head to the ball and into the back of the net. But the lead only lasted 10 minutes as Madrid made it 1-1 with a goal from their man Ronaldo. Di Maria sent in a good cross and it was an easy header for Ronaldo, who got a good jump and was able to hold himself in the air with no chance for defender Evra. Man U wanted another goal and they nearly got it 4 minutes after the Madrid goal, and it was Welbeck who was in the box again, and if he'd been half a metre further forward the ball would have been in the net as Diego Lopez was caught unaware. One thing that might have been a positive thing for Man U is that Madrid have the worst defence record in the Champions League this season. But Madrid also showed their skill in attack as just before half-time Man U weren't pressuring and it nearly cost them as Ronaldo had a shot that went just wide but could have easily gone in as it was in a similar position from the first shot against Sevilla at the weekend. Half-time finished 1-1 but it could have easily been more and an exciting second half was expected. It was a good start by Man U, but they were unable to capitalise on the chances they had. Jose Mourinho stole the spotlight during the half-time break as he came out of the tunnel and sat on the bench a while before the players came out. Now, he did a similar thing a few weeks ago in the league, so maybe this is his new routine, giving some alone time for the players before the second half. Now, before this Champions League game, many people were criticising Man United's David De Gea for his style of play, but I think after this game they'll be praising and thanking him for making some great saves, as on the 61st minute he made a great stop to stop Contrao after he got on the end of a Kadira cross. David De Gea showing he's matured and improved from his time at Atletico Madrid, and he could be a great goalkeeper in the future. The second half was filled with chances from both teams as on the 70th minute, Higuain put in a cross, which was seen by Ronaldo, who made a run to beat the defender but was unable to produce a goal. And then 2 minutes later, Van Persie had 2 great chances. The first was a shot that was tapped onto the crossbar by Diego Lopez, and the second came moments later when he beat the offside trap but didn't get the best touch and the ball was bobbling towards the goal, only to be saved on the goal line by Xabi Alonso. Madrid looked stronger in the final 10 minutes and had a fair bit of possession near the box. On the 80th minute, Pepe came out for some playing time, and we could see him playing the full 90 minutes again in the near future, possibly even for both of the upcoming Clásico games at the end of February and the beginning of March. In the added time, Van Persie had a chance to score with a left foot shot going across goal, with Diego Lopez making a good save. Now, full-time finished 1-1, with Ronaldo not being seen as much in the second half. Man United's man of the match should have been David De Gea, as he had a great performance, making some crucial saves, allowing Man United to be still in the game for the second leg. Now, both teams meet again in 3 weeks, around the same time as the Copa del Rey second leg and the league game against Barcelona. After the match, Jose said the game was 50-50 for the second leg, and that the away goal scored by Man United won't bother them as they will be able to score 2 goals at Old Trafford. But that game could be interesting as Madrid have lost 8 games this season in all competitions and these have been away away from home, so unless this changes, we could see Man U going through. In other Champions League games, Celtic lost at home to Juventus, so hopes for them going through are slim, unless they have an amazing performance in the second leg. Valencia lost 2-1 at home to PSG, and if they get an away goal in the second leg, the game is theirs to win. The other Champions League game saw Shakhtar Donetsk against Borussia Dortmund. That game finished 2-2 with it all to play for in Germany. Now, on Saturday night, Barca had an away game against Granada, allowing Madrid to get an extra day's rest. Granada started the game 14th and 6 points from the bottom 3, but that didn't mean it'd be an easy game for Barca, as Granada have had 2 wins from 2 under new manager Lucas Alcaraz. These wins came from last week's 3-0 win over Deportivo La Coruña and the 1-0 win over Madrid, with the Ronaldo own goal getting them the 3 points. Now, Granada have only scored 22 goals before the Barcelona game, and they were going through a bit of a refurbishment process, as they were the third biggest spenders in La Liga. Now, the 22 goals scored by Granada so far in this season, 10 of these have been scored at home, with the other 12 scored away. Now, it's a surprise that Granada are able to perform better away from home, but this won't bother them, as they'll be wanting to have Barcelona as their victims from their win against Madrid a few weeks ago. So with Granada in high spirits for the game, Barcelona made 5 changes from last week's impressive 6-1 win over Getafe, with Puyol and Iniesta on the bench with sights for the Champions League clash against AC Milan. Barcelona were without Xavi, who still has a thigh strain but could be back on the pitch soon, as on Friday he returned to training with the squad. David Villa was also unavailable for the game too, as he was sent to hospital midweek with kidney stones. This has probably come at a bad time for Villa, who was just starting to get more playing time and had a good performance against Getafe. Now, Barca could have been a little hesitant for the game, as they have only taken away 1 point from the last 2 away games. But one thing that would have been a positive for the players and the fans was that Messi was looking for his 300th goal, and everyone was sure he would get it in this game. Now, Granada made the mistake of allowing Barca to have most of the possession in the opening minutes, which could have been dangerous. And on the 4th minute, Barca nearly showed why this was dangerous for Granada, as Messi put in a great pass for Alexis, who had a terrible first touch. Now, Alexis has been suffering from the lack of goals this season, with his first goal coming from last week's win. Granada's striker Aigalo saw some good play and showed he could be dangerous if the Barca defence have a lapse in concentration. Granada's other striker, Nolito, made an appearance against his former club, as he was a former player for Barcelona. Now, Barcelona showed some great play, with Dani Alves producing a great volley on the 12th minute, but no player getting on the end of it. Messi again produced a great pass on the 16th minute to open the defence to Adriano, who could have made a cross but decided on a shot that was an easy save for goalkeeper Toño. Messi produced a similar pass again to Adriano a minute later, who sent across to Cesc, who headed the ball for Messi, who was unable to get to it. Alexis had another poor shot from a Messi pass, but then a minute later, Alves put in a cross to Thiago, who got his head to the ball, but sent the ball over the net. This was another poor attempt by Barca, as Thiago should have at least have got the ball on target. Barca didn't test the Granada keeper enough in the first half, and even though they had 84% possession, they could have made better chances. On the 22nd minute, Barca claimed for a penalty as Cesc clipped the feet of Torre and fell to the ground, but the ref thought he fell a little too easily. Now, Alexis had another great shot in front of goal on the 25th minute, but Barca would have been kicking themselves with all these missed chances, as on the 26th minute, Granada got a goal and it was Aigalo who got the goal. Now, Carlos Aranda sent the ball across the goal, allowing Nolito to tap the ball back for Aigalo to tap the ball in close range. After that, Barca wanted an equalising goal, with Adriano on the 29th minute having a shot with the outside of his left foot, which sent the ball whiskers away from the far post. The Granada fullbacks did well to hold a tight back line. Granada's defender Siqueira was lucky to stay on the pitch on the 34th minute, as he got a yellow card for a last man challenge on Pedro, and if they were any closer to the goal, it could have easily been a red and him being sent off. The resulting free kick was taken by Messi, which wasn't a world-class shot. Even though the ball may have been moving in the air, it was watched all the way by the goalkeeper, who caught the ball easily in his chest. 5 minutes before half-time, it was worrying sights for Barcelona, as Adriano went off with a possible thigh injury, with Jordi Alba coming on in his place. Before this substitution, Thiago had a good pass to Messi, who had a right-foot shot, but the goalkeeper denied him. Granada, after their goal, were playing better with more possession, and Barca looked desperate for a goal before half-time, as Alexis was caught offside before Dani Alves had a shot which also looked like a cross, but this went past the far post. Barca were lucky not to go down 2-0 on the 45th minute as a free-kick pass back to the defenders was intercepted by Aranda, who should have got a goal but Valdez made the save. Half-time was 1-0 to Granada and Barca's finishing had been poor, with Alexis lacking confidence and Messi playing the role of Xavi or Iniesta. But the second half came with the good news as Barca finally managed to get the goal and Messi got his 300th goal when a shot from Fabregas got the rebound off the goalkeeper, and with Messi waiting nearby it was an easy finish. On the 54th minute, Barca should have taken the lead when Dani Alves passed to an onside Messi, who avoided the defence to pass the ball to Cesc, who put the ball in the net before the linesman raised his flag, with claims that Messi was offside. Now Barca again had a chance to make it 2-1 6 minutes later when Alexis had a perfect opportunity to pass to an open Pedro but didn't and finally lost the ball. Alexis, who didn't have the best game of the season, was then substituted for Teo, coming on to play the last 30 minutes. Pedro was unlucky not to get a goal on the 66th minute as he produced a great strike from distance which hit the post and the ball managed to stay out of the net. And Dani Alves and Pedro then had another good chance when Dani Alves, who didn't want to be selfish, passed the ball to an offside Pedro, but it was said that Alves had a perfect chance to shoot. Iniesta got some playing time before Wednesday, and a minute after he came on, Barca made it 2-1 with a free kick from Messi after a challenge on Thiago. It was a great strike from Messi, who managed to put the ball just over the wall, and with the ball curling, there was no chance for keeper Toño to save it. Granada wanted the equaliser with a good header by Lopez, which was the best chance for them, but it was saved by Victor Valdez. And in the final minutes of stoppage time, substitute Brahimi had a good play with some 1-2 passing, only to be denied by Valdez. Messi too had a chance to get his hat-trick, but was denied by Toño, and a final shot of the game came from Iniesta, who hit the side netting. Now the game finished 2-1, and Barcelona would have been happy as the referee and the linesman didn't make good decisions. But the 3 points took them a little closer to bringing the league trophy home. Jordi Roura said at the end of the game how he knew it would be a difficult game to win at the stadium, as Granada are a very physical side with nothing to lose, and with them fighting back from behind to get the 3 important points, it makes them happy. On Sunday night, Madrid had a local derby with Rayo Vallecano, and it was an exciting time between two clubs, one of the richest clubs in Europe against a cash-strapped Rayo Vallecano. Now, Ronaldo had scored 5 goals in the last 3 games against Rayo. Varane was also in the starting lineup for Madrid again, and it was a league debut for Morata, who was in the lineup ahead of Benzema, as Jose had complained that he is overweight. Pepe also made his return in the starting lineup after his ankle injury, with Mourinho making 3 changes after the Man U game midweek, but that didn't seem to worry him as he had some good talent on the bench. Rayo went to the game after winning 6 of the last 8 games, but they were in for a tough time when Madrid went 1-0 up in the first 3 minutes from debutant Morata. 5 Madrid players were in the build-up to the goal, and Ozil put in a good cross for Morata, who was in the right place at the right time and with his first touch of the game got a goal. Madrid showed some great counter-attacking with Ronaldo and Kaká, with Ronaldo sending in a cross for Kaká, who sent the ball wide. Rayo Vallecano nearly scored with Dominguez, who beat the offside trap and the ball whistled past the post, and he should have done better to get it on target. And after that, Madrid went 2-0 up with a goal from Ramos. Ozil took a free kick, and with some poor defending by Rayo, it allowed Ramos to get in front of his defender and easily head the ball into the net. That goal was his 3rd for the season. A few minutes after that goal, Ruben, the Rayo goalkeeper, made 2 great saves after shots from Morata and Essien. But drama hit Madrid as on the 18th minute, Sergio Ramos got sent off with 2 yellow cards in the space of 30 seconds. The first yellow card was a little harsh, with some bad diving from Rayo Vallecano, and the second came from a handball in which Ramos pretended it hit his face. This game was his 250th game for Ramos, and it was an eventful game for him with a goal and a sending off. That early shower also meant it was his 16th time he was sent off at his time at Madrid. Rayo Vallecano on many occasions in the first half were play acting, but had a good 20 minutes of play after the sending off in the Madrid half, but couldn't capitalise on the extra man, with Madrid still showing skill on the counter-attack. Jose wasn't happy with the style of play after the sending off, and Morata, who only had 27 minutes on the pitch, was subbed off for centre-back Albiol. Half-time was 2-0, but if Rayo got a goal in the opening minutes of the second half, then it would open up the game. In the opening minutes of the second half, the game was controlled by Rayo Vallecano, who were pushing for the goal. But it was a similar game from the first half, with Rayo Vallecano having most of the possession but unable to produce a goal. With Albiol coming on two in the first half, I think Madrid were happy to defend and try and keep a clean sheet. No goals were scored in the second half, but in the final 15 minutes, Rayo Vallecano had a number of great chances to produce a goal. Rayo were lucky to have 11 men on the pitch as well, as Las could have easily been sent off for a similar offence to Ramos as he received a high ball, controlling it on his chest but also getting a touch on his hands. Las was already booked for a yellow card and should have got a second. Overall, it was not the best performance seen by the referee. Full-time ended 2-0 to 10-man Madrid, and Jose would have been happy under the circumstances that he didn't concede a goal. The 3 points gives Madrid 49 points, 4 points behind Atletico Madrid, who beat Valladolid 3-0 with goals from Falcao, Diego Costa and Christian Rodriguez in the final minutes. Atletico Madrid seem to have recovered from their lack of points gained in away games, and this could give them a boost for any upcoming away games. With the top three winning at the weekend, it still keeps things as it is, with Barcelona 12 points ahead of Atletico Madrid and 16 points ahead of Real Madrid. Fourth place Malaga also kept close to Madrid when they won 1-0 over Athletic Bilbao on Saturday, keeping them 8 points behind Madrid. But all attention now goes back to the Champions League, and it's Barca who take to the field on Wednesday, away against AC Milan. Milan have been in good form recently, as in the last 7 games they've had 5 wins and 2 draws. It will also see former Barca player Bojan come up against his former club, but since the transfer window at Christmas, he hasn't had that many starts in the lineup, with AC Milan new signing Mario Balotelli taking over. And he has been in the scoring form, scoring 4 goals in the last 3 games, so he could be a danger on Wednesday. Other exciting games in the Champions League include Arsenal against Bayern Munich, and Porto against Malaga on Tuesday, with Galatasaray against Schalke on Wednesday with the Barca game. After the Champions League games, Barca return to the league with a home game on Saturday against Sevilla, with Madrid having a midweek break and facing an away game against Deportivo La Coruña also on Saturday. Atletico Madrid face a home tie on Sunday night against Espanyol, but before that they have a Thursday night away Europa League game against Rubin Kazan, so they may have a drop in form with travels to Russia. Join us next week for reviews of all them games, but for now enjoy the Champions League and the Europa League games, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye. Barca! Barca! Barca!